I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston.
And I'm Rupa Shenoy. For 2 weeks now, President Trump has dominated the news by signing a torrent of executive orders, and he's not done yet. There might be another one coming that would cut U.S. funding for the United Nations and other international organizations by 40%. A draft order to that effect is reportedly under review by the administration right now. We asked Bill Richardson what he makes of the proposed cut in U.S. funding. Richardson served as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. under President Bill Clinton.
If there is a cut in funding, it's going to disrupt a lot of the United Nations activities, especially the peacekeeping in Africa, for instance, in Cyprus, in the Balkans, in the Middle East. And I might say when I was UN ambassador, the U.S. did cut the funding for about a year, and I had very little leverage. Countries wouldn't listen to me. They'd say, oh, that's great, so why don't you pay your dues? We eventually did, but it's a real disruption in the UN system.
So do you think that's what would happen to current UN ambassador Nikki Haley?
If the U.S. cuts its funding, even by 40%, which is significant, she's going to find herself in the UN Security Council with a lot of questions like, why are you asking us to do something if you're not paying your dues? Why do you want to fund these peacekeeping operations that benefit the U.S. when you're not paying your dues? The UN will survive. It'll continue operating because they're able to bunch money up in different ways and other countries pick up the slack. But the United States is by far the biggest donor to the UN.
How do you think it'll impact the U.S.'s ability to respond to terrorism, human rights abuses, or really any international crisis?
Well, the most immediate problem is when there's a crisis and the U.S. wants sanctions, for instance, on Iran, on Sudan, on other countries that are involved with terrorism. And then all of a sudden, the other member states in the Security Council say, well, you're not paying your dues, so it's a source of leverage against the United States. Now, on a lot of other issues that the U.S. cares about, involving women's rights, involving human rights, there will be a significant impact. Hopefully, Nikki Haley can say to the president, look, this significantly reduces America's influence. The U.S. will lose leverage in a world body that many times works to the America's advantage.
Do you think Trump's criticism that the UN is ineffectual holds any water?
No, I believe that the UN is effective. It's not perfect. It has a lot of management problems. It has a lot of issues it doesn't deal with, like the abuse of peacekeeping soldiers on women, rapes. No question it's made major management mistakes. But whenever there's a world crisis, the United Nations Security Council meets immediately and takes action. So it's a very useful body to deal with international crises.
Have you thought about what you'd want to say to Nikki Haley right now, advice-wise?
Well, I would say that she started off well. I was pleased with her statement on Russia, on Crimea.
Her first statement was, well, we're taking names and we're going to hit back point by point. I mean, what do you think about that strategy to go in hard like that?
Well, you know, politicians sometimes make statements that they later regret. I don't know if she'll admit to that, but I don't think anybody should take that and be offended by it. I mean, I used to use that a lot when I was governor. And maybe a little bit when I was UN ambassador, but then I stopped using it. Because you got to work with all these countries. You got to get their votes.
So, sir, it sounds like you really don't expect these cuts to happen. But what if they do? I mean, what will your reaction be if they do?
I'll be very concerned because it hurts U.S. interests at the UN, which is good for the United States. And it might happen. You never know with Donald Trump's foreign policy. You know, it's a roller coaster. Negotiating with world leaders is not the same as negotiating with a hotel, with a casino. You lock in positions of world leaders by, you know, browbeating them and not doing proper diplomatic spade work, not having a dialogue.
Bill Richardson was U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations under President Clinton.